AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Moderna has filed a request in Europe for its coronavirus vaccine to be used in adolescents. Last month, the European Union drug regulator approved the shot made by Pfizer and BioNTech for children aged 12 to 15. In the U.S., that Pfizer vaccine has been approved for emergency use in kids 12 to 15. The Supreme Court will not review the law that requires only men to register for the draft.
The Military Selective Service Act is one of the few remaining federal laws treating men and women differently. Women's rights groups had urged the high court to take up the issue, saying the law imposes a serious burden on men but not women, and also sends a harmful message that women are less fit to serve. Three justices, though, say Congress is weighing whether to change the law, which is a reason for the high court not to take the case. The constitutional question could be seen as one with little practical impact. There hasn't been a draft since the Vietnam War, and the military's been all volunteers since. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A unanimous Supreme Court ruled thousands of people living in the U.S. for humanitarian reasons are ineligible to apply to become permanent residents. The deadline was set for today for the White House and Congress to work out details on an infrastructure bill. Vice President Kamala Harris faces a major test of her diplomatic skills when she meets with Guatemala's president as part of her efforts to address the root cause of migration to the U.S. from that region. A replica of the Statue of Liberty, smaller but based on the original plaster cast of its big sister on Ellis Island, is being given a send-off in France ahead of a trip to the U.S. for Independence Day. Liam Walsey is with the U.S. Embassy in France.
This is a really important ceremony to remind us of the strong links with France and the critical French role in this gift from the people of France.
This is AP News. Jeans maker Levi's is enjoying a resurgence in denim after making adjustments during the pandemic.
Consumers kind of went much more casual. Obviously, they were working from home. Everybody was Zooming. And so it was, you know, mid-chest up was what was important.
Levi's CEO Chip Berg says they accelerated business online and focused on tops.
And now we're seeing a resurgence of denim as people are coming out of lockdown.
The company's first ever app that Levi's launched in late 2019 in North America has resonated well during the health crisis. One reason for the denim resurgence can be considered good or bad depending on your perspective.
More than 25% of consumers have a new size today. And so that's driving them to go out and update their wardrobe.
Looser fit jeans are a trend. Berg says one issue facing Levi's is a difficulty finding workers. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.